I think that the plans that the club are putting forward are really exciting news. The council actually own the site at the moment, but we're in the process of selling it to the club because we believe in what they're trying to do. The aspirations where the club is trying to take both the football club in the leagues, plus what they're trying to do in the development of the site. I think it's a great thing for the area.
Well, you're the man to ask. You're on the planning committee. Will the plans get the go-ahead?
Well, obviously the plans could be submitted first. We haven't seen them yet. And we need to listen to local opinion. And until those opinions and those details are in, obviously I have to keep an open mind. But I think the aspirations of the club are something that everybody will support. So, but actually, the detail of the application we have to see first.
We've been told they're multi-million pound plans. We've been given a figure of about 7 to 8 million. Do you think that's realistic?
It is. If on that sort of figure, what you're looking at is the comprehensive remodelling of the entire site. The first stage, as I understand it, is just to do the Liam Daish stand, and then as the club expands into the leagues and goes up, to expand and go around the remaining three areas of the football ground. The grounds do need refurbishment and comprehensive remodelling at the moment. I think the other thing that the club hasn't mentioned, which I think is a great thing for the area, is the fact that they really are getting engaged with the local community. Peter obviously came through from Charlton Football Club, and they had a fabulous local engagement with the local area on football, mm-hmm. health, all those sort of agendas that you've just been talking about, actually. Mm-hmm. So I think that what they're going to be doing for the area, not just in the remodelling of the site, but engaging with the council, looking at the health of football and the energy into the area, will be really good news for the area. So fully supporting them.
So do you think expanding a football club could help in the regeneration of the area? Some would say no to that, wouldn't they?
Some may well say no. And I think we need to look at it as a part of a whole package of things. Peter was quite correct in that, obviously, Paramount, again, is a planning application that's due to be considered, so that will be decided by government. But you've got the potential Paramount, you've got the Garden City, you've got other developments coming in the area. And when you start looking at how all these little small developments and large developments come together, that's where you get comprehensive redevelopment. Mm. And I think that's what this area is looking at now, and it's quite an exciting potential for the area for Northfleet. And what we've got to make sure is the local people in Northfleet are fully consulted in this process, and that's what the process we're engaged in, but also actually get benefits from it. And I think what comes from this football club, the way they're going to engage with the local community on health programmes, football, youth, that's part of that process of the local community gaining from these things.
So where do you think the objections may come from? Because there isn't much residential property around that area, is there?
There isn't much residential property. The objections, if they do come in, may well be on technical grounds, such as highways from other government agencies. Dare I say, other local football clubs may have an interest in the fleet not doing so well. But I think all those objections need to be balanced against the positive things that will come from the club. And that's what will be considered when the application's put to the committee in due course.
This is a far cry from a few years ago, isn't it, when the club was set to auction off the ground. Tell us about that. Things seem to have turned around a lot since then.
Absolutely. I think that's where the council got involved in the first place. We stepped in to buy the grounds to ensure that there was a football ground in Gresham for the fleet. The arrangement we had with the club then was that they were going to try and put some money together to buy the club back from us. What's happened since then is obviously, unfortunately, that particular ownership went into a sort of bad period, and Dr. Buller came forward, bought the club, and has really taken it forward. He's invested significant amounts of money in players, managers, and the ground itself. And we're now entering the next phase of actually remodelling the ground and taking the football club up at least, hopefully, two more levels into the league, and I think that will be great for the area.
We heard earlier in the programme that it could get planning permission as soon as April, and the moment it is granted planning permission, if that happens, the bulldozers will come in the very next day. Do you think that's realistic?
It is, because the club obviously have got a large degree of faith in what they're trying to do at the moment. If they didn't believe that what they were trying to achieve, they wouldn't be investing into the club and the players the way they are at the moment. Because of that and their faith in trying to do the right thing, consult with the council in design, they're able actually to put forward and work with contractors now to get prices in and get them geared up to start work. And it's that working together, that partnership, that will actually help deliver the club what they need to achieve and what the local community needs to achieve out of it. So it's great.